Following information was gathered on the informant, Daisy in Atlanta, Georgia, on July 3rd. Daisy was born in Corinth Community, which is in Jones County, Mississippi. She lives at Route 2, Box 162, Laurel, Mississippi, code 39440. Her birthplace was Sandersville, Mississippi. She is 66 years old, female, white, or Caucasian race. Her only occupation is that of private sitter. Occasionally she sits for individuals who are in the hospital who are not able to care for themselves. Daisy attended Ereda Elementary School, grades 1 through 6, in Sandersville, and she attended Sandersville High School, grades 7 through 11, where she graduated. At that time, there were only 11 grades, and at that point, she was considered a graduate. Her social contacts include individuals who are approximately in the area of 51 to 65 years of age. Primarily, the individuals with whom Daisy has associated have had the same type of work or background, and that they are also sitters at the hospital. She has, her business associates include Gary, who works for B.F. Goodrich, and Charlie, who works at Johnson Drugstore. Her close friends include a Mrs. Pat, age 64, who is a housewife, a Mrs. Virginia, 65, who is a sales lady, and a Mrs. Francis, 56, who is a secretary. Daisy attends Bethlehem Baptist Church. She is a member of the Senior Citizens Club and the WMU, which is an organization in the Baptist Church. Her travels have not taken her far from Sandersville. She has spent her entire life in Sandersville community, with the exception of 5 months, which was spent on vacation with her daughter in Harriman, Tennessee. This has only been in the last 10 years. She also attended went from Laurel to North Carolina for about a week's visit. Her father is Frank of Chiquita, Alabama. He went to the 8th grade in school. He was a farmer and was a road builder for the railroad. Her mother was Adela from Sandersville, who completed the 10th grade. She was a homemaker. Her grandfather on her mother's side was a William from Sandersville. He attended school in that area and finished the 8th grade, and his occupation was that of farmer. Her grandmother on her mother's side was Mary. Her birthplace was in Sandersville. She too completed grade 8 and was a homemaker. Her paternal grandparents on her grandfather was an Eric. He was from Chiquita, Alabama. She did not know enough about educational background, but she did know that he was a farmer. Her grandmother on her father's side was Sarah. She too was born in Chiquita, Alabama. Educational level was not known. She was a housewife. Daisy's first husband, Vet Montgomery, is 66 years of age, Caucasian, Baptist. He worked for a number of years at Masonite, which is a factory which produces board and building material. He operated a loading machine. Later on, Daisy married a Walter, who is now deceased. He was approximately 70 years of age, white. He was a supervisor at Masonite, and he was also a machinist. Educational levels were not available. Daisy has 3 daughters, one who did complete high school and is now living in Atlanta. The other two are still living in the Sandersville community. they did not complete high school. I have known Daisy for approximately 12 years, and there have been occasions on the tape where I questioned what she was saying or the way she was saying it, because I remember the way she spoke. And I do know that there were times when she was saying what she thought I wanted rather than what she normally said. So if I questioned what she said, it's because I realized that she did sometimes not give her dialect. Daisy has lived alone for approximately 7 years. She enjoys talking to people. She's a very verbal person. She's also very conscious of education, especially around me. And she always wants to be very precise and exact in her speaking. I think that she was very nervous at the beginning, but as she went through the questionnaire, she did become more at ease. If she didn't know an answer, she was very hesitant to say anything, and I think this was because the tape was in progress and she realized that she was being recorded. She was a very helpful informant and
more than
willing to
give information. And I think
that she would have many important contacts
in the interview,
that more interviews needed to be made in Laurel, Mississippi, which is in Jones County. I would be most happy to help make
those
contacts.
Yes.
You need those in the future,
because she
does know a lot of older individuals.